know, it's a good atmosphere. I mean, I think everybody's worked extremely hard to get to this point, and we understand that it's only a select few teams that get this opportunity. Practice was real intense, was focused. But as you see, you know, it's a good day to be working because a lot of people aren't working today. Their seasons are over, and we understand we have the opportunity to do something special.
Talking about leadership, you know, RG, he's a little banged up, but he's still out there playing hurt. What would you say about his leadership?
You know, I think he shows up. He doesn't just talk about it. Everything he says, I think he does more with how he goes out there and prepares each and every day. He's banged up. He's out there still giving 110%. And I knew early on in the season, you know, on a away trip, when I seen him preparing on the plane ride, going over the personnel groups and things like that, just preparing when everybody else was watching movies and things like that, and to see – a young guy, rookie, going through that and having that attention to detail, you knew that he was special, not only athletically, but just as a professional.
Now, you've been with the Redskins for a few years, including when this team was led by Jim Zorn. What would you say the difference is from then to now?
You know, I got a lot of respect for Jim Zorn and his staff and enjoy playing for him. You know, I would just think that now you know, there's a lot of continuity in the whole organization. Everybody's going in the same direction. We all know what our mission is. We all know our roles on this team. Nobody's bigger than the team, and we're all here to win football games.
What does Russell Wilson do at that height especially? Why is he so good?
I mean, because he's always – it's not like he was 6'5", and he all of a sudden, you know, shrunk 6 or 7 inches. He's a football player, you know, and it's certain things you can't measure. I mean, yeah, you have – height, weight, and things like that that you project a player to do well in. But, you know, he's a football player. He understands how to get the balls off. He's an amazing athlete. He's a quarterback trapped in a running back's body. He can make all the throws. And, you know, he understands that, you know, all he needs is a window to open up to see receivers. And he's done it his whole life. He was successful at NC State. He was successful at Wisconsin. And he's been very successful in the NFL.
Are there similarities between his game and Robert's game?
I mean, I think they both similarities in the fact that they're both explosive players. I don't know Russell personally, but he seems like a natural leader. Seems like a guy that's mature beyond his years. And so I would say the same thing about Robert, that they both have grasped how to be a professional quarterback and how to take command of a huddle and how to understanding situational football and things like that.
A lot of people talking to other defenses said the thing about Robert makes him so tough is he makes you doubt your assignments. When you look at Russell Wilson, is it the same type of thing where you have to stay sound? You can't let him get out of those comfort zones?
Well, I think, you know, everybody wants to make a play. Everybody wants to make a tackle on every single play. And so when you start guessing where you think the ball might be, that's when you get in trouble. And I think especially running those zone reads and option things like that. Everybody has an assignment, but you always want to do a little more, and that's when I think you get in trouble, when you try to do somebody else's job and then you end up slacking on your own.